From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Thursday, July 16th, and here are today's stories. South Dakota's GOP runoff election for governor is less than 2 weeks away. It pits Aberdeen businessman Toby Doden, who finished on top in the primary election, against incumbent Governor Larry Rodin. Jackson Dirks has more.
South Dakota's approach to business has been some of the most major talk in South Dakota Republican politics as of late. For Aberdeen businessman Toby Doden, he's tired of economic development only being associated with multi-billion dollar subsidized projects.
I'm going to reinvigorate our existing 70,000 small businesses. The ones out there that are struggling to get an SBA loan takes months and months and months, yet they see the governor's Office of Economic Development doling out millions of dollars like Tic Tacs. So we have a governor that's taking all of this go-ahead money and he's just handing it out, and then we have small businesses who are trying to borrow 25 grand to expand their paint shop, can't get any money. We can reinvigorate our economy through a plethora of industries.
On the other side of this race is the candidate who placed 6% behind Doden in the June 2nd primary. Governor Larry Rodin is approaching businesses based on feedback from his Open for Opportunity tour. He says he spoke with dozens and dozens of business owners across the state.
One of the things I think we've done very well and we continue to work on is allowing them the opportunity to come here and then keeping government out of their way and provide as few obstacles and hurdles as they can. Some of the surrounding states, it's rather insane when you hear some of the restrictions and the zoning ordinances and just the hoopla that they put their citizenry through just for a housing permit or whatever it might be. And so we're continually looking for opportunities to still be responsible, but yet very responsive to our citizens.
This topic is among the many covered in SDPB's 90-minute special with interviews from both candidates. That airs tonight at 8 Central, 7 Mountain Time. You can watch it online at sdpb.org. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
A new poll shows current Governor Larry Rodin leading Toby Doden in the Republican primary race for governor by a wide margin. The poll, produced by Emerson College and Kello TV, was released this week. It shows 62% of likely Republican voters would choose Rodin versus 32% supporting Doden. 7% were undecided. The poll has a margin of error of 4%. Kello reports the poll shows 95% of voters who supported Representative Dusty Johnson in the initial primary now support Rodin. 69% of State Representative John Hansen voters now support Rodin. The Republican primary runoff election for governor is July 28th. The winner faces Democrat Dan Ahlers in the November general election. South Dakota often prides itself on a rural lifestyle, but that isn't possible long-term without affordable housing options in communities that might not be financially viable. For one community, a grant has opened new doors to construction. CJ Keene has more.
The State Community Foundation awarded a grant to the community of Harriet, population 416, to help with the construction of affordable apartment homes for that city. Ginger Neiman is the foundation's senior program officer. She says it's part of the group's newest effort to help keep the housing stock of rural communities balanced.
That is coming through one of our initiatives that the South Dakota Community Foundation launched this year in January. And one of those initiatives was in housing. And so this is really one of the first largest grants that we've made out of that initiative funding, housing grants that support the development, access, or sustainability of affordable housing.
For Neiman, it helps keep a country lifestyle attainable for key rural demographics, young people starting out, and older people who want to stay close to home.
There may be even individuals that are residing in the Harriet community that maybe looking to downsize, maybe it's an opportunity for them to move. Maybe it's an opportunity for young adults just getting on their feet.
With new construction few and far between in many rural communities, this will bring units to a city that could fill up fast.
It really does meet an urgent and critical need, not only, you know, within Harriet, but this need could be replicated in other communities what they're doing there at the Harriet Area Housing Development Corporation.
This program comes at an important time as pricing for homes and rentals in rural settings soared after the COVID-19 pandemic. Those prices, 6 years on, have yet to fully normalize. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
A woman accused of embezzling millions from the Oglala Sioux tribe has been sentenced. 57-year-old Buffy Redfish of Rushville, Nebraska, will spend 6 years in federal prison. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of South Dakota. Redfish was an employee of the Oglala Sioux Tribal Employment Rights Office. Her duties included collecting checks from contractors and depositing them into the tribe's general fund. Prosecutors say between 2017 and 2024, Redfish and a co-conspirator diverted checks into their own accounts. They embezzled more than $4.7 million. Redfish previously pleaded guilty to several wire fraud and money laundering charges. The FBI is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in connection to a homicide on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Authorities say Alton Mesteth was fatally shot at his home near Kyle in January of 2024. Someone fired gunshots into Mesteth's home from a vehicle. Investigators believe Mesteth was not the target of the shooting. An FBI spokesperson said the reward is part of the FBI's broader surge of resources into crime investigations on reservations. A legislative committee approves rules around Sioux Falls and Rapid City airports receiving loan dollars from a state housing fund, Jackson Dirks reports.
The state legislature passed a law this session to allow airports in urban areas, Rapid City and Sioux Falls, to receive up to $15 million in loans at 2% interest. The dollars in question come from the state's Housing Infrastructure Fund. As airports pay back the loans, the dollars revert to the housing fund. That was a key cog in getting the law passed through the legislature. The State Housing Development Authority brought a rules package around the new law to a legislative committee. Not all are on board with the rules package. That's because the law passed this session was done so by a simple majority, not a two-thirds majority. State law requires a two-thirds majority for any appropriation. Because the law in question was considered a fund transfer and not an appropriation, it only needed a simple majority. The legislature did a similar maneuver to provide funding to the Douglas School District 2 years ago. However, appropriator Rapid City Senator Taffy Howard doesn't see it that way.
SB 76 was not passed by a two-thirds majority. It should have been. It was a new appropriation with a new purpose. It should not have just been simply amending this part of our statute, because this part of our statute deals with housing, not airports. So my issue is how this was done. I don't believe it was done properly. I think it violates statute, possibly even our Constitution.
State Speaker of the House, Del Rapids Representative John Hansen, who won't be in the legislature the next year, agrees.
I think the legislature needs to relook at its definition of appropriation, that it's money, and that it's also a specific purpose.
Though not all agreed with that line of thinking. Peer Senator Jim Elhoff is Senate Majority Leader.
I don't believe that this committee is here to thwart the will of the legislature as a whole.
The rules process was adopted 4-2. Howard and Hansen were the two no votes. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
South Dakota is receiving almost $150,000 in a bankruptcy settlement with the genetic testing company 23andMe. In 2023, the company found a data breach and a wide range of information about 23andMe customers, including genetic ancestry data, was exposed. This data breach affected almost 7 million consumers, including more than 11,000 in South Dakota, according to Attorney General Marty Jackley. To protect South Dakotans' genetic data in the future, Jackley proposed a Senate bill which was approved and went into effect on July 1st. The money from this settlement will go towards funding consumer protection efforts through the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.